Jocasta Oedipus syndrome, or JO, also occasionally known as congenital maternal hypersexuality, is an inherited genetic disorder which causes exaggerated sexual characteristics and high libido. The condition is linked to a mutation in the X chromosome. Since affected males are sterile, the condition can only be inherited from the mother. Each child of a woman with the mutation has a 50% chance of carrying the same anomaly. JO females are often asymptomatic up to adulthood. The disorder becomes apparent gradually from the 30th year of age onward. Each pregnancy increases dramatically the severity of symptoms later in life, and childless affected women can often appear normal. The symptomatology of female JO includes an unusually youthful appearance, very large breasts, wide hips, and an intense sex drive. JO syndrome is linked to high levels of estrogen, and patients are often found to be multi-orgasmic. Over half of JO mothers have breast size that fall under the definition of macromastia, usually coupled with a characteristic firmness of the breast tissue. Growth typically compounds with successive pregnancies. The exceptional large breast weight of an affected mother can occasionally have unpleasant side effects on daily life. A fraction of JO women require intervention for breast reduction. Spontaneous lactation is also a common symptom. In males, the disease manifests much earlier. The most notable trait is exaggerated genitals. In a 2013 study of 120 JO boys and their parents, the affected son's penis was 50% to 100% larger than the healthy father's in both girth and length, and about 60% of the sample featured oversized testicles. The average erect penis of JO males is about 240 millimeters, or 9.5 inches, and the circumference is roughly 150 millimeters, or 5.9 inches. Other symptoms include a heightened sex drive, superior sexual stamina, and very voluminous ejaculations. JO men are often able to control erections voluntarily. Nevertheless, no link has been established to increased levels of testosterone, and JO men usually have otherwise normal appearances. Men presenting the mutation are completely sterile. The only symptom that has been consistently linked to this disorder in both genders is a particularly bright golden streaking in the iris in a scattered vein-like pattern, which is known in popular culture as lucky mother's gold. The disorder, and in particular the extreme levels of libido it induces, can be a cause of considerable distress in boys and in mothers. JO young adults can require considerable attention and care from one or multiple sexual partners able to accommodate them. JO mothers can often find themselves unable to relate or be sexually gratified by their husbands as a consequence of their slowed aging. It is well established that JO mother adult couple child couples, either Jocastal, mother is affected, child is healthy, or Jocasto-Oedipal, both mother and child are affected, are very likely to engage in incest, a phenomenon known as incest affinity. In a 2010 survey of mother-son pairs, only 0.3% overall confessed incestuous activities, but over 87% of Jocastal pairs had incestuous relations, rising to a staggering 99.5% for Jocasta-Oedipal couples. Similar trends are visible in mother-daughter pairs. Nowadays, incestuous relationships are prescribed as treatment whenever possible as part of incest therapy. Incest in JO couples is seen as a merciful exemption to the incest taboo due to the particular needs and unique affinity of an affected mother and her son or daughter, and, in the case of JO sons, of the absence of a risk of inbreeding due to sterility.